mingled seed or pure seed. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. Romans 8:28. Everything needed for a mighty oak tree to grow is embodied within a tiny acorn. All a full ear of corn needs to mature is contained within one tiny grain of wheat. Both acorn and grain of corn enfolds within itself that tiny new organism. So too the believer. All he needs for maturity is encompassed in his new life. All a Christian needs is in his new life in Christ, and he is complete in him. For nothing can be added and nothing can be subtracted. For Christ is all in all. He is all we need, and we are complete in him. But the old life in Adam contains the antithesis of the new life in Christ. The old, sinful, Adamic nature is the entire opposite of the new life in Christ. Only one of these natures within the believer must be allowed to grow and develop. The old sin nature of the old Adamic life must be crucified and remain on the cross. The new life in Christ must be the life within that grows into the likeness of Christ. There is nothing to add and nothing to subtract. We are born again of Christ, and not from the old corruptible Adamic seed. You are not born of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. We are born a new creation in Christ. No longer are we the old creation in Adam. We are a new man with a new life in Christ, and all that is of the old must go. And as always, Scripture warns of the dangers of trying to amalgamate the two lives. Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seed, we read in Deuteronomy. The old and the new must not be combined, for the old life in Adam is at enmity against the new life in Christ. It is not to be the old me, but the new me, that has supremacy in the life I live, so that it is not I that lives, but Christ who lives in me, so that it is not the old sin nature, but the new Christ-like nature that develops. For ye are in Christ, and ye are complete in him. Good fruit will only be forthcoming from a good seed, and Christ is the first fruit. Fruit that is brought forth from Christ will produce more fruit, and much good fruit. And herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. In simple terms, man's old nature failed, and must be put in the place of death. God gives all believers the new nature of Christ, alongside the old nature in Adam. The new life is additional to the old life in Adam, but it alone must grow and mature. But conflict rages between the two for supremacy in the life of a believer. So the old must remain in the place of death. The old must remain crucified. Oh, and here's the kicker. All believers have a choice. Either to mingle or amalgamate the old with the new, which is unacceptable to God, or to comply with his word, putting off the old nature and putting on the new. But it doesn't end there. The new nature of the born-again believer makes that saint complete in Christ. This allows the life of Christ to be exhibited in the believer, which matures over time. But, and this is important, mingling the old nature with the new life retards the process and prevents maturity. Most Christians spend much of their Christian life trying to mingle the old with the new and it just does not work. But, and this is the astonishing thing, unless you try and fail, you don't appreciate God's principle of Christ alone. Various believers have tried to explain this principle like this. Only those who have sought to grow by effort and failed are in the position to appreciate the fact that God is the aggressor in the realm of a Christian's development. Another wrote, "All the powers of deity which have already wrought together in the accomplishment of the first part of the eternal purpose, that is, the revealing of the Father's perfect likeness in the man Christ Jesus, are equally engaged to accomplish the second part and work that likeness of Christ into each of God's children." A third explained, "A root that is set in the finest soil, in the best climate, and blessed with all that sun and air and rain can do for it, is not so sure a way of its growth to perfection as every man may be whose spirit aspires after all that which God is ready and infinitely desirous to give him. For the sun meets not the springing bud that stretches towards him with half the certainty as God, the source of all good, communicates himself to the soul that longs to partake of him. It is not up to the believer to try to grow, to try to mature, to try to be fruitful. Fruitfulness is all encompassed within the new life of Christ alone. And the new life in Christ is received at rebirth by every believer. We are to put off the old and put on the new, and then we are just to rest in him. For it is God who works in us through the new life in Christ, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Why do we have to live our life doing God's will and for God's good pleasure? Because he knows what is best for each of us, both in time and through eternity. For all things work together for good. When we let go and let God, all things work together for good to those that are called, that is, to believers. For all things work together for the good of the called believer, who is living according to God's will, who are living according to God's good pleasure."